This podcast is being brought to you by the VA National Center for Patient Safety. I'm your host, Joe Murphy, Public Affairs Officer. My guests are Pat Quigley and Julia Neely. As Associate Director, Vicent A. Safety Center of Inquiry, Pat leads many of the center's fall and injury reduction efforts. Julia is Associate Director for the VA National Center for Patient Safety's field office and has been involved in many quality improvement initiatives. Both have authored or co-authored numerous articles on a wide range of patient safety issues, given conference presentations, and recently worked together to revise and update the Falls Toolkit. Falls reduction is a critical aspect of VA's patient safety program. Pat and Julia joined me in a conference call to discuss this important topic.
So, Julia, can nurses alone effectively prevent falls?
No, they really can't. Fall risk factors are too complex and multifactorial, and the overall fall approach was really designed based upon the evidence that confirms that a multifactorial assessment is required and an interdisciplinary team approach. This is really what we've promoted within the VA, within the Breakthrough Series work that we've done. We've really recommended that people employ and work together with physical therapists, occupational therapists, nurses, physicians, nursing assistants, all levels and all providers working together and really having a strong relationship with each other and with the patient to prevent falls.
Pat, what is your response to that question that Julia just addressed?
Thank you, Joe, for the opportunity to also comment. And Julia just was right on in relationship to what we need to be able to do to effectively prevent falls and why nurses cannot deal with it alone. And I think, unfortunately, in many healthcare organizations, that they assume that nurses can deal with it alone. But a very clear example of why nurses cannot deal with it alone is that so many falls occur because of problems with gait and balance and mobility. And that's why there's a group of people, physical therapists, rehabilitation services staff, that is their area of expertise. So that's a clear single example of why you need to have an interdisciplinary team, another team member to help be able to identify risk factors and get them treated, because physical therapists can help identify gait and balance disorders and actually design plans of care to eliminate or mitigate those risk factors.
Pat, you brought up a really great point that I didn't mention earlier, which is the value and importance of pharmacy and physicians and prescribing providers examining the medications that patients are on that would increase their risk to fall and have fall-related injuries. So that's a really important additional reason for an interdisciplinary team approach, is that nurses alone, they cannot prescribe staff nurses on the floor, so it would be really important to involve these other providers to address the medication-related issues.
So, Pat, why has the VA focused primarily on protection from fall injuries rather than falls?
That's a really great question as well. In the Department of Veterans Affairs, our patient population is adults, and predominantly men. But with an adult population, we accepted a long time ago that you cannot prevent all falls. We have people who are going to get up without us. They're not going to call for help. So we embraced that assumption that anybody could fall anytime in our care, people are going to get up without asking for help, and accidents happen. So our commitment has been for over a decade, almost two decades essentially, is that if someone was to fall in our care, we do not want them to get injured. And that's why our zero, our marker of success for keeping people safe in relationship to falls and fall injury is that they do not get injured if they fall. So injury reduction, preventing injuries, has been the primary outcome in the Department of Veterans Affairs. Because you know what, Joe? It's injuries that result in loss of function or loss of life. And even though many organizations will be looking at how to reduce serious injuries, for us, it has been a commitment to reduce any injury, because even a mild injury, one that someone thinks might have very little impact, can be really grave for people, especially older people. With older people, when they fall, or older veterans, be they men or women, a minor injury can be grave. you know, with a low distance or low velocity fall, even without a head strike in older people, they can still have bleeds that will occur, slight bleeding around their brains. And with those micro tears that occur, they could have a delayed onset subdural. They could have mild traumatic brain injury that occurs. So for us, we have made a commitment, a very robust and rigorous commitment, to make sure that if people do fall in our care, or patients fall in our care, that they don't have injury. Any serious injury, any level of injury, we want to protect them from injury. And that, you know, sets us apart, the Department of Veterans Affairs, because that means to meet that goal, we have been implementing injury reduction strategies since 2004 through the launch of our National Falls Toolkit. When we first launched that toolkit in 2004, we were the first to actually integrate floor mats for reducing injury, hip protectors for people at risk for hip fracture. No one else had done that in healthcare in the United States of America. So in this great country, we, the Department of Veterans Affairs, has really been the leader for reducing injuries if someone was to fall. So that's why that has been our primary outcome. Again, it's injuries that result in loss of function or loss of life. And because of our work, that has been integrated into many of the toolkits that came out since ours in 2004, whether it's the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality or the Institute for Healthcare Improvement. Any of those toolkits that you'll now see are really focusing as well on injury reduction. So it really, you know, the Department of Veterans Affairs takes great leadership in this area.
This podcast has been brought to you by the VA National Center for Patient Safety. Thanks for listening.